Yo, what is good, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Seated. Yeah. I am Liberum Petty, and this is... Yeah, and today we're going to be seated in many things, but before you join journey that we're going to be going on today, I need you guys to understand that Seated is a moment in time of your day to be seated in a topic, discover, overcome with us, your two favorite brothers on the internet, Lebo and Tato Rampedi.
That's right.
Today we're going to be seated in many different things. We're going to be going into our How Are You? You guys know that it's a segment where you guys get to interact with us. Check out our handles at Seated With, so you guys can also answer like question or ask us questions. Yeah, ask us questions on Mondays, and we'll try to use that in the podcast and incorporate it. We're still using from our very first poll because there's 161 responses.
Yeah.
So we're trying to use like maybe like 50 and then move on to the next one, or maybe like 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're very excited about that. And then we're going to go into Lerata Ditaba. A lot of festivals are happening right now. A lot of artists are being announced. I think tomorrow, Hey Neighbors announcing. So we'll speak about that also. Yeah. And then, yeah, today we're going to be seated in making new friends and losing old friends.
Oh, what a painful, very hectic topic, bro.
Very, very tough one. I think a lot
of us... Very important too, though.
Yeah, I think very a lot important. Of us in our later ages, we also start asking ourselves, should I make new friends? Do I want to make new friends? Should I keep these friends?
How do I balance my new friends and my old friends?
Yeah. Or going into uni, you know, do I keep my high school friends and et cetera? Yeah. We're going into our favorite game, top five. What are the top five provinces? The categories are going to be crazy. There's three categories in terms of groove, and cheetahs. Top five. Okay. And then we'll just basically do our closing remarks. And yeah.
And then we've got memberships. So if you guys don't know, you guys can join our memberships. Channel memberships have been growing.
Yeah.
Shout out to you guys for joining, guys. I think it's because the price is only $39.99 right now, or $39.90, which is really cool because you guys get the chance to join and get extra content. Yeah. You guys get to see extra vlogs. Mm-hmm. You guys get to see extra snippets. Just a bunch more. And we're really making sure we're engaging with you guys. So very, very exciting.
Yeah, so we just really excited about today's episode. But yeah, be open to, you know, opening up your notes app. If you're listening to this and you're chilling, light a candle, make some notes about what we're speaking about. And yeah, man, just be about it because we've got a lot to say.
Yeah, I think that's such a nice thing to do. I think don't be scared to make a note, write down the subject matter, and then speak about how you feel before you even maybe listen to this. Maybe press pause and speak about how you feel. Or maybe after you watch the episode, speak about how you feel. And
what you want to learn, etc. And really also, cool. Guys, keep in mind, these are just our opinions. We'll be speaking about Lerata Ditaba, but let's go actually straight into how are you, so we can go into this podcast, because there's a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
So let's go into how are you? Okay, first person says to us, feeling kind of overwhelmed, trying to balance out my social life and academics. Any advice?
You better learn how to balance it, because it gets worse as you get older.
Yeah, I won't lie. When I was in university, I sacrificed my social life. Like, I wouldn't go out. I wouldn't do anything. I literally be books.
Yeah, Lebo was addicted to takeaways. So I think Lebo just really studied and worked hard and just got McD's every other day.
Every day. Like, I just try.
Big Mac. Fries,
Chinese food, orange, like I would just be in my room studying, and I always said to myself, I wish I had like a work-life balance, because if you can figure out that thing, I feel like it helps you long term, because if you know when to have fun and when to work, your skills, your time, everything. But I don't know, what do you think?
I think even in like your adult life, when I say adult life, I mean like life after university, I think it's so important to find that balance, because you find yourself as an adult working to make money. As a student, you're studying to get your good marks, right? So we need to find a balance where you study or you're working and you can still have a social life, because life is for living. I think we do this thing where we spoke about it in previous podcasts, where we focus so much on the future, not understanding that the present is just as important, you know? So I think it's up to you to be very intentional in actually balancing out your work life, your social life, and any other elements. Because once you get that balance right, life really does become
so sweet.
And so smooth. I think a very balanced lifestyle allows for high work ethic during the week when it's time for you to actually launch your tasks. Because if you know that if I work Monday to Friday, Saturday comes, and I get to see my girlfriend or see my friends or see my brother or see my mother and father, it's worth it, bro, because you have such a good time doing that.
But I want to add, man, very, very unpopular opinion, but having a balanced life is low-key draining. It's draining to get it started,
right? Because I think one thing that we do is that we try balance everything, not understanding that balance also means removing certain things. You know what I'm saying?
Because you can't have it all.
I was watching this one show on Netflix about this young man who really struggles with like getting a job. He's 19, staying with his mom. And he got closer to God. He found this really dope mentor. Yeah. And for him to get close to God.
Are you talking about the Forge right now?
Yeah, the Forge, yeah. And for him to get close to God and for him to have a balanced life and live a happier life, he had to remove gaming.
Yeah, he removed PlayStation.
And remove his cell phone addiction. Yeah. You get
I tried that, hey? I tried that. I was like, yo, God, what do you need me to remove from my daily life for to me you? To be productive? But he said I'm going to stop watching movies and series. I said, like, no. I said, I love you. I said, I love you. 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 But give me like 3 more years. And then, well, and I think what he meant in that prayer, like, is that like, yo, you would be way more productive if you cut down on watching so much content.
How much content are you consuming?
I consume so much. I feel like it helps me be creative. Like, yeah. I really feel like it allows me to unlock being a comedian.
Creative, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I feel like it really, really helps me. But I watch a lot of series and movies.
Yeah.
Like, I'll throw up a series. I just finished a series of like Wheel of Time in like a week, for example. It should take someone like longer than that. You know 100%, what I'm saying?
100%.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah. So yeah. So just understand if you want to balance your work, social life, sometimes balancing is not doing everything, but removing certain things. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. We've got another Sita saying, "How do I navigate a friendship break? I lost a friend. I thought I would have spent my life with." So I want to touch on this one just a bit. But not too much because obviously, like, that's the topic of the podcast. But I just want to say for you, I hope that, you know, you gave me the inspiration for this podcast theme today. So I just thought I'd say, with your answer, I'd say, just take a deep breath and wait for us to get to the segment.
Yeah, real.
Yeah, okay,
real.
Cool. Let's go to the next one. I just want to say, what's something that you disagree about the way you were raised? I loved this question.
What's something?
Yeah. Something how or things? How many things? Okay.
I do think that one thing I don't agree with is that the statement my parents constantly made that I'm not your friend.
Mm.
Yeah, I think they were trying to obviously establish a good power dynamic. Like, hey, I am the person that leads you, the person you listen to, the person who, if I say ABC, you have to say yes, sir. But it doesn't mean you can't be friends with your parents. Because now I'm in a situation where my parents really want to be friends with me. And I'm just there like, what? But you told me that you're not my friend. Like, why must I come visit you?
You weren't cool yet. You weren't gang yet. You weren't gang yet.
People are parents looking at us like, yo, we made some cool kids. I want to be friends with this. Yeah. It's too late, Maggie. Yeah,
bro, I'm sure like when we were younger, they were like, yo, this guy. Like,
it's late.
He's late. Comes to the room to hear what he said. Yeah. Maybe we should watch Spy Kids again. Like, come on, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So I think that's a very funny one.
Yeah, that's my one. What about you? What's your one?
Something I don't agree with. I mean, the whole business model itself was a bit. We had a loss.
Yeah, I think so.
For a couple of years, we had a loss as a family. But I think that, like, now and onwards, I think that we're making profit. I think that, just to be on the positive side, one thing that I really agree with is that everything that happened in my childhood really forced me to gather up and party with my siblings. I think I have a relationship with my siblings that a lot of people don't have, actually.
Yeah.
Because I was talking to Percy yesterday and he was just like, you don't know how blessed you are. Like, you literally get to like chill with your brother, work with your brother, do everything.
Yeah.
So I'll flip it to the positive side and say that's one thing.
It's when our positivity. Yeah.
Well, today I'm positive, my man.
Let's do one more and then let's move on.
There's no one more. It's 3 per episode.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Okay, let's get into Lirata Ditaba. So two topics.
Sure. What about how I am?
Oh, sorry.
How you are.
Oh, thank God. Someone can remind us.
Make sure to skip that segment entirely.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
How are you? I'm good, bro. Like my wounds are healing. I'm even wearing shorts. I went to the hospital today for the last time.
Yeah, you shouldn't have.
I'm wearing shorts. I'm wearing
what shorts. What are demand in
I'm
this thing?
I'm wearing shorts because like... I'm like, you know what? I'm not gonna I'm not gonna let this wound like affect what I can dress and how I wear and everything. It's gonna heal, it's gonna get better. If I can show it in its worst state, then I'm gonna be grand.
Yeah, real. Even in its most terrific state. You look like bull talk.
Even in its best state, I'll be confident and fine, you know?
Yes.
The doctor said that I'm healing quite nicely, which is dope.
Nicely, yes.
Yeah. And even me, I'm making a new friend. So, like, I've been in the journey of making a new friend, which is cool for this subject matter because it's like...
You're like, what the hell? Like,
yeah.
God speaks to you through people. Did you know that?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. He really does. And the friend is cool, but the thing is that the friend is a girl.
So now
I need to obviously make sure that we have, like, the right boundaries and everything. The friend is a girl, yeah.
Is she gay?
No, she's not gay.
But we'll get into that soon. We'll get into that soon.
Aside of that,
what else is happening with you?
Ach, man, everything was cool. We just hired Ruby, which is cool. She's still there in the background. Ruby. Shout out to Ruby. Welcome to Ruby. Yeah, House of Rombedi. Rombedi Media needed an extra hand, man. So all the content you guys see on social media, snippets, it's all her creating, uploading, you know, making sure that we're having an engaging platform. She's on the Seated account and the Thought Digest account, as well as the House of Rombedi account, or the Rombedi Media account. And then we'll sign a new talent very soon. We can't say who yet because that's bad luck, but she's going to be doing two new accounts in like a week or two once contracts are done with the with the talent. Yeah, that's how I am. I'm good. Otherwise, everything else is fine.
Yeah,
I'm not going to speak about anything else.
Yeah.
How about you? How are you?
I'm good. Hey, like, I was thinking about this question while I was showering and singing. I was playing, like, songs from, like, the, like, disco era, you know?
Get down.
We are family, you know? I was done singing in the shower. Then I said, no, how am I? You know, and I thought to myself, I was like, yo, am I going to say something positive, negative? I think, but today I'm about positivity.
Yes, sir.
I'm okay. Like, life is good, guys. Like, life is good. I'm very, very blessed. I have a beautiful sister, beautiful brother. My parents are good. My parents are both alive, you know. I've got a good partner. I've got good friendships going for me. So I'm just taking it in because I keep... Actually, I had a dream of a memory, which was the weirdest thing ever, of we booked a house, me and my boys, Tato and I. We did this, Tato and I and the boys, we did this last year. Had fun for 5 days, you know. Airbnb called us hooligans. That's how much fun we had, you know. And I need you to understand, it's black culture to go to an Airbnb. If you go to an Airbnb, you don't get a complaint after your stay, you're not black enough. It's the truth. It's the truth. You didn't have enough fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, when we were at that place, I was stressing about everything. I was like, yo, like, we need to get this, we need to get that. My brother grabbed me by the shoulder and said, Lebo. He drank 2-3 Savannahs. But he said, Lebo, this moment's going to pass. So you're either going to enjoy it or you're going to miss it. And then you left. And I've just been playing that back over and over again. Like, yo, enjoy it now. That's what I'm doing now. I'm enjoying my family now. I'm enjoying the moments now. Yeah. I'm enjoying the podcast now.
Very nice.
Yeah, so that's my mindset.
Very, very beautiful
mindset. So I'm very good. I'm amazing.
Lovely. And you're going to see the impact of that mindset within the next few weeks. You'll see. It's a very powerful mindset to have.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm good. Yeah. Like, there's no stress, guys.
About to be happening. I saw Bruce and Monaka going in Mexico.
Yeah, they're in Mexico.
I was like, what?
Which I wanted to speak about because we also know another person in Mexico.
Yes.
So I think that thing. There you go.
There you go.
I realized it last night.
We have intel.
Yes. Okay. But we can't speak too much onto that because we can't compromise ourselves also. But that's what I think it's for.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. So we've got a client of ours, we've been negotiating with him. We couldn't reach him because he's in Mexico.
And now it makes sense. He's in Mexico.
He's in Mexico.
So maybe in Mexico.
And I saw it's Monaka, Bruce, and then the biggest influencer in South Africa.
Yeah, Pink. No. I know that lady from TikTok.
Yes.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
So maybe I was thinking maybe even an ad. A campaign, but I'm strongly pushing towards ad because that's a budget. I mean, Mexico.
But nice, like Bruce, you know, he's been moving, he's got motion. Monaka's got motion also because of the podcast. Yeah. Like, it's controversial people that have like impact in what's happening in the industry. Right.
Speaking of controversy and podcasts, we also as South Africans, reason come to the podcast on MacG. I know Toto wouldn't want to speak about this, but I'm bringing it up.
Let's speak about it.
I want to say one thing.
What was the reason?
Yeah, but...
sorry, this is why I want to tell you, but we can't speak shit about people online.
Yeah, that is. So like, that's what I wanted to speak
first
about.
Of all, it's rude.
Yeah.
Because like, Liverpool comes for this new segment.
I'm very honest.
He's like, yo, bro, speak about this. I'm like, dude, I want to speak about that guy. I know that person.
Yeah.
I imagine now we speak about someone in the pub on me, guys, personally.
Yeah, I would have been shocked. Tabang just brings a J, and it's Mang Mang.
Imagine we've been speaking shit about Bruce and they put Bruce here.
Yeah, bro. So, peace and love to that. Like, that was very interesting to watch.
How do you feel about what Tahi did and everything? Like,
I personally feel like, you know, I made a joke about it on my TikTok. I'm a comedian online, guys. I make jokes. It's a joke. I had to add it to my bio because people decided to attack me. Seated doesn't do those numbers. Yeah. Seated could never do those numbers. But I said, like, yo. But
why did they say this? So Liverpool posted a TikTok saying that there should be a license
for podcasts. Because obviously at the time, the trend.
And then they said, not you with your small podcast.
Not you with your small podcast. Your up-and-coming podcast.
Up-and-coming podcast for 3 years. You've been up-and-coming for 3 years. I want to say there must be licenses. You must get a qualification before you get a license.
But anyways, as I knew, I took all of those like hits on the jab.
There weren't even that many, bro. You made it seem like
four.
You were trending.
It was like four people.
Four,
bro.
That's nothing.
It wasn't that deep. Oh, okay, I'm lying actually. It was like 15 because underneath the comment that you saw, everyone was like, facts, facts. But what was important to me, I was like, you know what? I don't care about those jabs because, bro, what we're doing is helping people. Mm. Like, you know, so we're helping people. That's the energy that I have. But yeah, it definitely shocked me. I kept saying when I was watching it, I was just like, why didn't he just stand up and go? Like, dude, if I was Taki, I just would have been like, dude, like, guys, be for real. Call me back when you guys are ready to shoot with me.
No, because then you...
No one will tell me.
Because you look like you look like that guy that has a big mouth and someone's not there. When someone pulls up, you look like a small...
Yeah. Person. But I'd feel betrayed. Like, I'd never let my network do that. Like, I'd never let this network, for example, do that to me.
Yeah, because you know I saw snippets about like, because now Dudu, the producer for all of the shows, she goes to Meju. She's like, yeah, Tahi and Sfiso told me that they're gonna like, you know, report
to you. Me. Yes, I saw that.
And they're like,
that.
Report to who? And they're like, to
us. And he's like,
what do you mean report
this
me?
This is
you
insanity.
Know?
But also, but you can see controversy sells in South Africa, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they're all gonna be on TV. That's also what's happening.
Yeah, we've shout out to Open Chat. Shout out to...
Joseph Diary, the Cizwe's, I think Awkward Dates is going
to
be
taking
there as
social
well.
Social media content to see if it's dope.
Yeah,
hope they're getting paid a decent amount of money.
Yeah, but what we're seeing right now, guys, is like this trend of like social media people migrating into like traditional media, you know?
Yeah.
So that's a very nice thing. But yeah, also on the our last topic for today, we just got an announcement that Travis Scott is coming to South Africa. But also, Summer Walker is coming to South Africa as well for festival.
Daisies.
And Hey Neighbor is releasing who they
are bringing
tomorrow. But their weekend pass is 4,200 rand.
Hey Neighbor.
Yeah. So we're thinking, 4.2. Who would you...
But then the weekend pass last year was around the same price.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. It was around that.
It was around the same price.
So, but I'm saying for 4.2, who are you willing to pay to see that, like...
I mean, last time they had Kendrick, I wouldn't have paid for Kendrick. So last year I went to Hey Neighbor with Hey Neighbor. I was invited by them. I would actually email them
right now.
Pursue them and be like, hey! but for me, Drake would be amazing to see.
Yeah, I think if they bring... Because Drake is like the thing. But I was... Hunse said Doja Cat. He said they might bring Doja Cat. I said they might wow us and bring Rihanna out of nowhere. You know?
Yo, that'd be crazy.
That'd be... Beautiful.
Yeah, Beyonce won't come.
Beyonce won't come. She's done it.
Jay-Z could be cool.
Jay-Z could be cool, but for how many? For how many, you know?
Kanye West.
Ghana, I mean, we had a Heineken.
Yo, Ghana's been here, my man.
Yeah. Ghana's lucky South African. But anyways, so that's basically
so you guys should let us know who you'd be happy with, you know?
Yeah. For 4.2
for weekend.
4.2, Anyways, let's get into today's topic, seated and making new friends and losing old ones.
Yeah, so I want to know what inspired this conversation to you.
So I think that I sat next to a partner last night. We're chilling on the couch. And I was thinking about the conversations that me and my guy friends were having throughout the day, you know, making jokes about like clubbing and, you know, making jokes about all these things. And I was just like, oh my goodness, like, these are the people that are going to speak at my wedding. And I looked at Percy's dimples deeply and I said, Jesus, like, thank God he looks good for camera, but I need what he says
to be
within alignment to my values, my goals, you know? And the question starts coming up, like, you know, how much do I want my friends to be like me and value the things that I value in my phase of life? Mm. So, like, right now, for example, I heavily value Jesus. I value God. I value faith. So I want my friends to be also around me to do that so that I don't lose my way again.
Or feel guilty or feel lame for worshiping God.
So that's just why the question came up. And I realized that, like, yo, I've lost a lot of friends. Mm. And I wonder, am I tweaking?
No, you're not tweaking.
Yeah.
I'm just happy that it wasn't the, like, load shedding.
It was the povo.
It was just the povo that died, yeah.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, so that just came to my mind. I don't know. How do you feel about the topic?
The topic is cool. I think I've got experience in the topic because I had a very strong friend group throughout university.
Yeah.
a friend group where you guys, if you guys are OGs, even know. And no one would ever think that friend group would ever like dissolve or lose contact. I mean, I was with the same guys from 2015 all the way up until 2023.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
It's a long time.
And then now I then developed and then, you know, moved into this industry. And now my friends are people that I met last year. Mm. You know, people that I
solidified. Not last year, it's 2 years now.
Oh, it's 2 years now. Yeah, yeah. 2 years ago. People that I've solidified a relationship with as of 2 years ago, you know. So it's like, I'm excited for this conversation.
Yeah.
But what's a friend to you before we get started?
I think maybe a friend, that's a good question because that's a very good question. I wanna describe it the way I would describe a girlfriend. So someone that you're in a relationship with.
Yeah.
It's someone that you have space with. And I think they make space for you in their daily lives to, you know, to allow you to occupy them. Like your existence can be around them basically. They give space for that.
Excuse me. Yeah.
And yeah, I think that's it, man. Someone that cares about you, loves you, all those generic things you share a bond with.
Yeah. And a friend is someone that you can call at any moment.
Yeah. I think,
someone that you can be like, hey, do you want to hang out one-on-one? Right?
Yeah, yeah. Because I think, you know, I have a brother as a friend as well. And sometimes, you know, it can be whatever tattoo. Sometimes it's like you can't differentiate between having a brother and having a friend. Right, it's because brotherhood feels so closely to what I depict friendship to be like with other males. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It's the easiest thing. It's the easiest box to put it into. So when I get close to people, I want them to feel like my brothers.
Mm.
Because that, you know, my relationship with my brother, that's where it stems from. You know what I'm saying? So there, that's basically what a friendship. What about you? What would you say?
I think I hold the same like testaments. Like a friendship to me is someone that I can speak to about how I feel.
Yeah.
You know, someone that I can, whose time I can enjoy, like no matter what. Like if it's like a thing of like, yo, I need to do something, I should be able to do that thing with them. Mm. Like irregardless.
Yeah.
I should be able to call them, I should be able to do anything with them, really.
Yeah.
Which makes me think, and I'm about to be a little bit like vulnerable. Like, so in our group, it's like what? Me, you, let's just say ASM, it's me, you, Honza person.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So in that group, for me, I know I can hit you up.
Yeah,
and hang out with you in any time, any capacity. I know I can hit up Percy and hit him up and chill with him, like come to my place one-on-one. I know I can do it with Khunze too, but I've never done it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? So like every time like when like, you know, my other friends speak about who my friends are, I'm like, yeah, no, these are my guys. Like, these are my brethren. Like love them down, like close to my heart. Like, you know, love them dearly. But I'm not too sure if like, you know, we have the same types of friendships.
Yeah.
So I think friendships exist in different ways.
Yeah.
So, you know?
Because I hear you. And I also, like, I think that's, like, a common thing that happens in, like, friendship groups that, like, you will feel maybe, like, very close to some.
Yeah.
Distant to others. Yeah. But you guys all occupy the same space. And I really feel as if, like, with... That is where the real divides come into friendships. That where the friendship group dynamics start to end. Mm-hmm. I remember being in first year... with a group of maybe 15 people.
Yeah, you had a big group.
I think we had a big group. We had like 6 girls, 7 brews. We'd hang out every single... Like, we were those guys on campus, like, top up. Like, we would be chilling, you know, very... Because we were just all res kids, you know, all similar backgrounds, etc.
Yeah.
Second year, we were like 5.
Yeah.
Third year, we were like 2 or 3.
Yeah.
Now, we're just 1 left in my life out of that entire group. And I think to myself, oh my goodness, like those are my friends. Like I lost my friends, woohoo. But I also think about the moments that we shared and I say, oh my God, actually we weren't really that close as I perceive. You just shared the closeness of proximity.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh.
That's it. Because sometimes proximity creates friendship.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was speaking like, I think that like if... Khunze, if you and Percy stop hanging out with Khunze, I don't know if I'd stop hanging out with Khunze. Mm. Do you get what I'm saying? But it doesn't change how much I love him, how much I value him as a friend, because he is my friend, and a brother. I feel like you need to also understand the different types of friendships that you have, and as soon as you understand what your expectations can be from those different friends, then the friendship can be easier.
Yeah.
For example, if I'm stuck, I know I can call any of you guys. You, Khunze, Percy, I can call anybody, right?
Anyone, yeah.
They'll come like this because you guys all serve, you guys all love me. But if it's a thing of like, maybe I've got a deep relationship issue I want to speak about, Quint is someone that I'd go to. But if I wanted to speak about something else, like family, it would be you or Percy. Do you get what I'm saying? So I think it's also very important to understand that your friends won't all have won't all treat you the same.
Yeah.
They will give you words of affirmation. Khunze will give me presence. Do you get what I'm saying? Khunze will always be there and always show up. Percy will give me physical touch. Yeah. What?
Physical touch, yeah. Percy gives that the gang physical touch, guys.
Not physical touch, but like I was trying to name another physical love language. Touch,
you freaky. You guys are freaky people.
Yeah, I should think of another topic.
But I love what you're saying, but like, you know, all roads lead to obviously the topic of like how we end up, you know, in life losing old friends, right?
Yeah, let's get into that.
And one thing that I want to speak about is like grouping. I came to my mind that we exist in these like squads. Like I've noticed it, like especially in South Africa.
Yeah.
Crew mentality is a big thing in South Africa.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, we don't, you know, in America, you know, different countries, you know, it's the besties, you can have besties and stuff, even in SA.
Yeah.
But crew mentality is a big thing in SA. Yeah. Like you will have groups of people that enjoy their spending time with each other, whatever. Yeah. But I realized in that group, grouping happens. So it's exactly what you're saying. So Tato and your Percy will be very close.
Yeah.
And then your Khunze level will be very close. And then maybe your Tinashe, Khunze will be very close. And then, you know, those groupings happen. But what I've also noticed that that sometimes causes divide because those groupings sometimes neglect the other friendships that are in proximity. So let's say you and Percy, you know, you guys used to gym together, hang out all the time together, you know, type vibe, you know. Maybe Tinashe will be like, yo, I also gym every day. Why don't those guys, you know?
Gym with me.
Gym with me. And that resentment builds. And I feel like that's how we start to lose our friends when we don't speak out and we don't communicate the things that are changing, the gaps, that the distances that are growing in between us.
So now, how do you tackle grouping? I think such a nice conversation. How do you tackle grouping? Because
there's nothing you can do about it.
Because what I've seen, the reason why, because I've experienced grouping in my previous friendship group.
Same,
Matladi,
same.
Percy, Matladi, Lucas, Tron, Khunt. I'm even saying the new ones. But those groups, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the reason why grouping existed there is because I am friends with Matladi. I'm friends with Lucas. Those are my close friends.
Yeah.
They are friends with Khala and Keegan and them, who I love down and love dearly. But they're not people that I would naturally hang out with. So when it's time for me to do things, I'm not going to call my friends friends. But if they are calling people, they will call everyone, which then creates the group. Do you get what I'm saying? So in that instance, to prevent grouping, like, grouping only affects the person who doesn't know their role in the friendship.
Because
I know that my friends are Matladi and Lucas, and those are my friends who are my guys.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? But now maybe Keegan and Khala and them think, oh no, Tato's also my friend. Yes. When it's not the case. He's friends with you because this person brings him around.
Yes, proximity.
Yeah, proximity.
Which is also, by the way, perfectly normal.
Yeah.
Now, and you literally jumping three steps of what I'm saying because what I'm leading to is the fact that now what happens is that if you're not sure in how you play and the roles that your friends play, you will start to hate.
Yeah, resentment.
Because what will happen is that, let's say Tato's my person and Tato also has Percy. The moment Tato picks Percy, my heart is completely broken.
Yeah.
I'm shattered in the fact that this person has chosen, you know, he's, I want to say like...
Closest friend.
Compatibility is higher that side than with us, when I perceived our compatibility being higher. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a big hit in friendships.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking to yourself, hey, let me invite these people or let me tell these people, yo, what's happening? And then they don't care, for example, or vice versa. Or, you know, I'm trying to think of a good example. But yeah, that's a good example.
You've given us good examples.
You know, that happens. And I feel like it's a big thing that I've seen with my sister and her friendship groups as well. You know, because my sister will feel always broken if maybe the friends don't choose her to be the closest friend or to choose her in their opinion. Or, you know, and that I think it's the same thing with me. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's how I've lost my old friends, you know. It's one of the causes, I'd say. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it also depends on which end of the sticker you are.
Yeah.
Because some people experience grouping in a positive way because... Because
you get the closest. Yeah.
And there's some who experience grouping like...
True.
You know what I'm saying? Because I know in my previous friendship group, there was a big squad, then two other squads. Then I knew where I liked, then I went to my main squad. Do you get what I'm saying? But I might have been hurting these guys because I never went that side. I don't know. But now in my current squad right now, I feel like it's so chilled. I feel like everybody knows.
Everyone knows their roles.
With who. Everybody knows their roles.
Everyone knows their roles, bro. Because we're adults, bro.
Because we're adults. Like, we know that Khonse and Lebo are best friends.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the reason why I even became friends with Khonse.
Yeah.
So obviously there's that boundary that's there, and those, they are best friends. Cool, sharp. Khonse's my guy. He's also my friend. Do you get what I'm saying? But the way you and Khonse will hang out will never be the way me and Khonse hang out.
Yeah.
And then Percy and I is also a different situation. He's like, I'm maybe, if I remove you as my brother, I'm closer to him, maybe like, as like,
a friend. Yeah.
But that's also a lie, because I'm closer to you as a friend.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm close to him as a friend compared to maybe Tinashe and Khonse. But yeah, we've been which using is, so which, many examples. But yeah.
Which is not even like an issue. Sorry, guys. We're trying to give examples so we can show you guys like, how like it's so easy in a group of people to have your favorites, have your least favorites, but also still coexist.
Yeah.
And what makes what I really hate, right, about friendships is the moment that the friends that aren't part of the grouping, right, you know, they just completely alienate themselves instead of communicating the discomfort that they have so things can be fixed, you know. Mm. Because I get it also, you know, you're the outside of the fence. You're like, let me in, guys. I also want to have fun. Why don't you guys let me know about this, you know? Mm. I also get it. But there is certain points in times when I will feel more compatible with another friend than more than Khonse, for example. I don't expect Khonse now to say to me, look me in the eyes, it's over. You know, I expect him to rationally, you know, say, okay, my friend is... And that leads me into something I actually wanted to read. But it goes into what I wanted to talk about after this, which is my friend is allowed to make other friends, right? But it says here, I low-key feel bad for not checking up on people I care about. And then I remember the phone goes both ways and no one checks up on me. You know, one of the realest things I've read, you know?
Yeah.
But okay, let's move on to like the positive side, making friends. I think you're not going to believe this. I'm just going to say that I'm a liar. But I suck at making friends, guys.
No. Real.
I suck. I don't think I've made new friends.
No, I don't think you're a liar.
Okay. hold back. Hanyani. Like, hold
it. No, it's real.
I think out of my siblings, I was the one who I really, in my...
Lebo's really good at making surface.
I'm just
level.
A great person. I'm a great personality.
Lebo's good at making surface level interactions. Yeah. And he thinks that some of them are friends and they're not. Yeah. And they disappoint him and you realize that they're not friends.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
So I'm realizing I've only made like 3 friends in my life.
Yeah, like...
like I'm being for real.
Yeah, like you get along with a lot of people, but we can count your friends. Fiso, Shosi, Khonse.
Yeah.
Those are the ones you made. And then Percy.
And those are by affiliation.
Those are affiliation. The ones that you made, Khonse...
Literally.
And guys, you know what's crazy? I actually introduced Khonse and Lebo, which is so funny.
Yes.
I want to say Khonse is your friend, but I knew him for like a year longer than you.
Yeah.
But yeah, Khonse is a friend that you made. Fiso and Shosi.
Yeah, that's it.
And you also made other ones. Man, shame, give yourself credit. But this
I've got Amo and stuff. I've made... Amo was my friend, but Tata introduced me to her, so... Yeah, I don't... So I really struggle with making new friends. And I feel like I'm hitting my, you know, I'm 26 this year. Next year, I'm 27. I want to have my... I want to push towards my adult friends now. I love my boys. I love my boys. But the other day, I love my boys. But the other day, my boy told me we went to go party at like some other residence, right? And buddy, the face I had. And I forgot this guy's 3 years younger than me. But I was picturing him at my age. And I said, Jesus, bro. No one said, you know, pointed at you and said, you know, blow a whistle or something. You know, there's a guy creeping around the res, an old man creeping around the res. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, really.
But apparently he wasn't seen as that. He was part of that. He was part of the youth. And he said he had fun, all those things. And I was like, that's good for you. But I said, do I want to have this conversation next year?
Real.
My friends.
Real.
I want to talk about important things. Like, all my friends be telling me, yo, boy, I've been trying to get a house. Yeah. I've been trying to get a mortgage. Like, I've been trying. I don't know.
I tried out this really nice massage parlor.
Yeah.
I tried out this place has a lovely
dinner. Oh, you want to go try this new place for dinner?
Yeah.
Like, me and you, boys, and let's go get dinner. And then me and my boy go get hunting. Dinner. We're just laughing, eating. I know it sounds like you guys are going to listen to it and sound like I'm looking for a new lover, but that's not... That's not the case. But I don't know. How about you and your making friends?
Yeah, I know. So I think I've been blessed with like making friends.
You've always been good at it. Like, and Kiman, I've only unlocked in this gameplay that we call life making black friends. Tato's unlocked Indian, white, colored, woman. Well, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know how you do it.
Yes. I'm very aware of the interactions and the friendships, yes, and the titles that I have between people.
Very.
And I have my boundaries internally, and I don't get disappointed with the boundaries uncrossed or not.
Yeah.
It's only happened once where my boundary was like, what? I didn't expect that to happen.
Yeah.
For example, like if I'm friends with Aiden, for example, I know what Aiden brings to the table, and what I bring to the table, I know how it might disappoint me, claro. Yeah. But like, on the topic of new friends, I'm so excited now because I've been making new friends. Because I went to Homestyle. Yeah. Like I spoke about it in the podcast. I think I spoke about the podcast a couple weeks back.
Yeah.
I've been going and I've been meeting some really cool people, bro, who aren't younger than me. All of my friends now, all my colleagues and my friends are younger than me by like 4 years, 3 years. Yeah. Percy and I's age gap is almost 4 years, guys. You know how insane that is?
Like that's a university degree. I need you to understand. Like that's it's
a
far.
So a lot of my friends have been learning from me and my experiences.
Yes.
And not because I've been teaching for the past 2 years. I'm not growing. Yes. Where am I? Where's my wife?
I also need an arrowhead, like the bro that's got his life to the teaching. You know,
teaching
like,
me.
Because you know, God knows the truth. It has been tattoo, but like that's not enough. Like I want 3 bros. Yeah. Maybe golf. Maybe I want to learn something, bro. I want to go fishing, bro. Like I've 100%. Seen clubs. I want to have a hobby. You know
exactly.
Like, and I'm sorry for cutting you off. I'm just so passionate about this topic.
No, I agree. So I went to Homestyle, and then I went to Homestyle a couple of times, and I think I was able to pull 2 potential friends from there.
Yeah.
So there's this one guy, big shout out to him, his name is Tabang. He just got married last week.
Yeah.
Like, this weekend was his wedding.
Yeah.
Like, wedding.
Yeah, my friend and my wife, and his wife said I must come over.
You understand what I'm saying? He's on his honeymoon right now in Cape Town. You get what I'm saying? And him and I, like, I wouldn't say we're like, on the road to being friends. We both made it intentional and, you know, what's the way? We both showed intent that we wanted to be friends. Like, yo, bro, we should
embark on the courtship of friendship.
Yeah, like, yo, bro, we should gym together. We should hang out. We should get to know each other better.
Yeah.
Like, I would like that. I was like, oh, I'd also like that. You know what I'm saying? Cool. And there's another girl from Homestyle who I've actually been talking to quite a lot. And she's cool because she's like 26.
Beep, beep. Sorry. Beep, beep, beep,
like beep. She owns the pub in which she stays.
Beep, beep. My girlfriend senses are going crazy. Sorry. Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, it's so cool to be friends with someone who's like 2 years younger than me as a girl.
Yeah. I have not said pay for that part. What's up?
And it's like, she is working and doing her thing. And it's just cool to get to know the person, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Stay in the same area, we like the same things.
Okay, pin, let's pin. Boing.
Why didn't you do any of these things with Tava?
Because you know it's different. It's like when your hand is telling you a story and then she stops using pronouns. Something's up. You know
hey,
what I mean?
My man.
So, yeah. So then we all go to the girls are there, and then one of the people said, one of the people. So that's what I'm trying to show. Pin. But yeah, okay. But well, what type of characteristics do you think you look into a friend at this age? You know what I'm saying?
The same characteristics that I look into with a romantic partner.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like, are you understanding? Can you communicate? Can you get to know me? Allow me to get to know you? Is there like just genuineness? Someone being genuine.
Yeah.
Genuinity.
Yeah. I'm gonna say that next. But I say to myself,
someone being genuine,
yeah. Authentic.
Authentic, you know? And just like someone that's just open to speak about how they feel about things, what they like.
Also, they like open to new adventures.
Yeah, and, like, you know how cool it is when someone's like, yeah, like, oh, my boundaries are. It's like, oh, shit, you know yourself. And someone that's willing to hang out. Yeah. Like,
I like people that hang out. Like, I've realized that's my love language. And like friends, because I think Khunse really brought it out of me.
Yeah.
Because before, like I said, like I'd be in my books 24/7, like everything would be school. Maybe school, girlfriend, friends for 2 seconds. School, girlfriend, friends for 2 seconds. So he brought up that thing of like, bro, you need to enjoy it. Life is so beautiful. There's colors outside. You're going to be stuck in a building every day. You live life, you know?
And you know how rare it is to actually meet somebody and you enjoy hearing them speak and like them talk and their conversations? I find a lot of people irritating.
Yeah.
Or I find a lot of people like empty or like lacking depth or something because I don't know them on that level. So whenever I meet somebody and I can feel that, oh, I enjoy spending a long period of time with you. I enjoy getting to know you. I enjoy you getting to know me, like with Tabang, with this person. You know what I'm saying? It's cool, bro.
Yeah, it is.
And I like, as soon as I've experienced that natural energy bouncing back and forth with a friend, I'm so ready to like go full force.
Yeah, but I feel like it's like you said, like I think I deal with that thing of like, I make friends on like a very surface level. Mm. But like, I will say my male friendships, like have certain to a certain extent made me insecure certain times, you know, in my friendships, you know, which makes me feel a little bit like distant to it. Because, you know, in life, guys, you have to understand, men live in a very cruel, cold, dark, gloomy environment. Every day we are taught to hustle, eat, produce, what. And when men get together, it's the voices of many women who've been attacking the back of our heads. You need to do this and do that and do this. And now it's attacking all these heads in the circle, and they all start saying to each other, we need a grind. We need a hustle. I've been pushing. I made 5 tenders this week, you know? And in that circle of friends, you start saying to yourself, wow, my value's low. I'm being real. Because yeah, we've all been hitting by this voice in the back of the head that keeps hitting us. When are you?
My friends went to La Parada last week. What about you?
And you know, you then meet up with your boys, and it's like this unrealistic expectation
of
let's do more. Oh, guys, you guys are sleeping. You're just having a beer, bro. Niggas are telling you, let's build a new company. Like, you know, so in male friendships, I also want to just make sure that people, the male listeners, are listening. Be very careful that your friendship is a friendship, not a hustle. Because I think that's the trap that men fall into so many times. Like, whatever you're in, if you're a student, your friends are all the students in your degree.
If you're a content creator, you're a content creator.
Learn to make a friend for you,
accounting,
bro.
Man.
Yeah, bro.
They have a friend in...
Be open. I'm saying, like, be open to...
Sports or something.
It's like love. You have to be open to the unexpected. Yeah. You feel me? Like,
but of course, like, guys, friendship grows and stems off of compatibility, relatability. So don't now try to prevent being friends with people in your industry. Like, that's when the true friendship really comes, because, like, you guys are like-minded individuals.
Yes, I'm just saying that that might be the sole basis of your friendship.
Yeah.
That, like, yo, you know, we... Just because we're in the same business, like, I'm in accounting, when you work in finance, you know, wada.
Yeah.
Now we are just best friends because every day we can see each other at lunch.
Yeah.
No. Let it be because you enjoy the conversation.
Like the
because
same things. You, like
you will lose that friendship places. In years. Like a year or two.
Well, first of all,
first fight, you're out. But maybe that's something we should also discuss. But I don't know.
How do you navigate conflict within your male friendships?
Yeah.
I feel like with girls it's so much easier.
I actually think with girls it's way worse. Men break up with each other like they break up with the love of their life. Quick, respectful, and clean. Women will drag, they'll drag you and still be friends with you. They want to push you, they want to break you to the breaking point until you leave, you know. And friendship breakups are so messy, but like, bro, I've never been able to navigate one peacefully, even though I can say, like, yo, dog, okay, I get it, we're not boys anymore, sharp, all right. But there's so much things left unsaid for men. Like, I wish I could say, dog, you're my boy, you're my bro, I loved you like a brother, you know, all those things. Because we never talk about, but friendship breakups really can dust you, bro.
Yeah. I think guys usually just ghost each other.
Yeah. We just stop speaking.
Just ghost each other. I've only experienced one friendship breakup where I had to text the person and say, yo, the reason as to why I'm going to stop talking to you is A, B, C, D, F, G. That was quite painful. It was tough. But I think because that person was doing so much that was maybe upsetting myself, it was easy for me to communicate that and allow for the distance to be created. Mm. You know? I think with breaking up with male friends, guy to guy, male to male, it's easier because you don't fear hurting the feelings that you would be hurting for the girl. Mm. So you can actually speak about how you feel. What the girl is like, if you upset your female friend, you want to then, you know, treat like your girlfriend, you want to make her feel better. So, oh, no, but you know what I'm saying? I don't mean to hurt your feelings. No, and then it's about her. You
know I don't know. For me, I'm so without. Like, I won't be able to express my emotions. Like, if a man, also, I'll just be like, yeah, it's whatever. Like, JNJ, this is it. It's done. Mm. It's so cold when, like, because, guys, keep in mind, males make friends, and those friends last. The life expectancy of a male friendship is 4 to 5 years. Like, it is a long.
Yeah, women, it ranges from.
Women
one
of
month
time, it can do a month, a tag, a mention. It can be a month, a campaign. It can be a holiday.
Yeah.
It can be like women friendships are also like very
you
like.
You can be knowing the same guy.
You can know the same guy. Group. It can be bride. Like the friendship can. Hey, mamas. Anyway. Those girls will hate mamas anyone. But for guys, like, your bruise are your bruise.
Yeah.
If you invite me to a brew, none of my brews are there. Sharp, I'll kick it up. But those are not my brews.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm in enemy territory.
Guys are very loyal. Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't feel like this is now my new opportunity to make new friends. No, like, I'm still going to go back to my brews. I'm
you
just
know
chilling
where home
with
is. Yeah. I wish men was as loyal as they are to their friends, to their women.
Yeah.
If we could be as loyal to... You know,
it's because you actually love your friends, boy. That's what niggas don't understand. You're dating the wrong woman. If you love your woman, you won't do those things. I'm telling you.
Because people are, hey, guys are very loyal.
Our guys are very loyal, my man.
Even if a guy comes in and he's not a part of the squad, it's like, hey,
yeah,
we can be nice, but we say, it's boundaries, bro.
Yeah, but anyways, let's get into top five of this week. Today's a bit of a special one. We got three different categories. So in spirit of the three, so it's top three for each category. We start off with groove, your top three provinces. For groove, everything's province orientated.
Gauteng.
Number one.
Gauteng.
Number one.
Yes.
Gauteng. I say number one is Pretoria. That's my number one. I'll go Pretoria.
Where's Pretoria? In Gauteng.
Oh, yes, it's Gauteng. It's
Pretoria province to you, my man.
And I thought I'm thinking city. sorry, guys. We've been speaking for 1 hour.
Gauteng.
Apologies. I'm like, Pretoria, Gauteng, Pretoria.
Where is Pretoria?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Gauteng. Yeah, number
after
one.
After Gauteng, I definitely say much smaller, but I'd say Western Cape.
Okay. Unpopular, Limpopo, number two. If you really don't know Limpopo Groove.
Limpopo
Groove is low-key one of the most, like...
It's different.
Community-friendly.
Yeah, it's different. It's different.
It's like grooving in like...
it's a different vibe.
Mpumalanga, like, for example.
Yes.
So I'll say Limpopo and Mpumalanga at two.
Limpopo Groove is amazing. They festivals,
MP also
events.
Goes crazy. Like,
I've never touched MP, so I can't comment.
Okay. So MP also.
So you've got me. Gauteng, Limpopo, then I'd say...
Yeah.
Then I'd say for the sake of like, you know, what people say...
I'll say KZN.
I'd say KZN. For the sake
three.
Of people say, and like to the Zulus that love GOM and everything, because they have great, you know?
Yeah.
So I'd say KZN probably is number two.
How was your first experience of like KZN music? I can tell you mine. I go first? I remember going to a club. My friend's like, yo, it's lit. This is like a real authentic like club. Like, we're going to have fun. We're like 18. It's like, yo, it's only Zulu people there. It's my boy's boy, right? It's his friend from like primary. They used to be best friends. Yeah. So then we go to this club. I forgot what it's called. They only played, how do you pronounce it? Gom. Yeah. And I remember just hearing, wait. And for the next 15 minutes, I just heard an angry African woman shouting at me, "Yo! Yaibo! Any man! Hammaname!" I'm like, why are they shouting at us at groove? Yeah, my man. Like, and they said, "Yangenema! Ha!" You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this man is just shouting at us, and this angry, violent rock music is playing in the back with an I'm a piano twist. And I said, Jesus,
spirit, these people.
And everyone in the room is having fun. And I learned to enjoy it, like, you know.
Yeah.
Because obviously you get into the groove, you see the dance, and you're like, yeah, nah, it's a vibe. But yeah.
I can't remember.
That's
my
in
first,
top three.
I
top
can't
three.
Remember my first experience of it.
Okay. Let's go into the next one. Top three again. But this time it's Cheetahs. Cheetahs, yeah. Which province produces the most Cheetahs?
Eastern Cape.
Number one, KZN. Oh.
Eastern Cape.
Yeah.
Where did Tosas come from?
Yeah, I don't know. I think the Zulu brews have been eating it, hey?
They have Dumore. Eastern Cape.
You know why Zulu niggas cheat? They know their history, man. Like, for real. If I also had a Shaka Petty, oh, brother, let me tell you. And I was in touch with my culture
Yeah.
You're like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I still say Eastern Cape.
Yeah.
From, like, what my parents have told me, friends, family, my mannerisms of... who knows Tosas? Please meet us there. You know Tosas? Oh. You missed mute us there. Or mute my mic.
Okay.
This
nigga
is not loyal at all.
I don't know, bro. But I
feel
like...
also, a lot of niggas that cheat in the space are close.
But I just feel like, you know, when you... sorry, guys, for the listeners that are not from Joburg. When you're in Joburg and you're chilling with women and you're drinking and you don't know them. And you mentioned, hey, which culture would you like to say? Would you guys date Zulu niggas? Everyone always says it like... They're mentioning COVID-19. Like, they're just like, let me tell you about COVID.
Zulu.
The Zulu, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Zulu niggas have a bad rep.
Yeah. They need to get a new PR agent, do a campaign worldwide.
Reputation. Kiss some babies in Nigeria.
Get rid of the leopard. Maybe make them start wearing wool instead, you know?
They have a bad thing. After Eastern Cape, so you're saying KZN.
Number one, KZN. You said
after Eastern Cape, I'd then say...
My number two is Eastern Cape, so...
Yeah, I'd say Limpopo, guys. Like, baby niggas cheat. No. Like... Like, our forefathers.
No, I don't hear that.
Like, how many times when you go to a funeral, it's like, oh, those are the kids. They have whole families, my man. No. Like, every time you go to a funeral of, like, a man who's married, they will show you his other kids from a different wife, from a different province.
Yeah, true. I think like, that's just an African experience, man. This is an African experience.
I think I'm speaking based off my experience. I've never been to a Zulu funeral.
Okay, but number two, Limpopo. Okay, number three, for cheetahs.
KZN.
I'll just go to the whatever genre of Gauteng brews it is. Like, whatever genre the Gauteng brews are, because it's mixed.
Yeah, they got everything.
Yeah, like born and raised in Gauteng.
Oh, Soweto.
I'm talking about born and raised being Gauteng. Being from Soweto. Being from, like, your Soweto's, your Boxbergs. Soweto
being where your great-grandmother's from.
You're great, like, you're born and raised. Yeah, those cereal guys. Woo!
Cereal cheetah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because they have so many malls. You know, in Limpopo, there's like, when I was growing up, there was like three malls.
There was one mall.
It was three. It was Savannah, the mall in Limpopo, like the one by CBD, that mall.
What mall?
The banks. And then that was it.
That was a complex, not a mall.
All of the North was in things.
That was like a, it's like saying,
shopping it's like a boulevard shopping center.
Yeah, it's like saying Sycad is a mall. Yeah. There's one mall, there's two malls in Polokwane.
Okay.
There's Savannah and there's Mall of the North.
Okay, last one for top three. What is the last one I said? I forgot. I just literally said it. I should have written it down. I knew I was going to forget it after I said it. Yeah, but we can do top three in terms of, because we've done groove.
Yeah.
We've done, maybe we could say top three friends. Like, what type of friends? Because we're always talking about, like, worst tribes to date. What's the best tribe, top three tribes to be friends with? We never speak about those things.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice
Because the Zulu niggas low-key be the coolest niggas to be chilling with. I'm not trying to hate, bro.
Top one for me is niggas from Pretoria, Pitori niggas.
Oh, peak.
Yeah.
Peak.
Niggas from Pitori, niggas that speaks Pitori, like, number one.
I'll say my number one is type between, like, the Zulu niggas and the Pretoria niggas.
Name one Zulu friend I've had.
I don't know. I've never had a Zulu friend. Tato, those guys are exactly what Pretorian niggas are like. They are comedians. But worse, they're comedians that make jokes in like a way that like, we are men. I've been telling niggas that make jokes like, you know what I mean? But we are men when Zulu niggas make jokes. We make jokes like, oh, but for now, you know what I mean? Like, so it's kind of lit. You know what I mean?
Number one, Pretoria niggas. I've never been friends with Zulu niggas.
Also, the way they talk about women is so romantic. It's like, yo, like, boy, that girl. Like, nah. But anyways, yeah.
Then I'd say colored blues are really cool.
Oh, yeah.
I've had a good experience with colored friends.
Yeah, same.
Like, actually, as much as, like, colored people can be perceived as, like, dangerous, scary and stuff, they're actually really loving people.
Yeah, and I feel like when you get your first, like, colored friend, you realize how, like, not dangerous they are.
Yeah.
And like, again, same thing as Zulu PR. They need a brand campaign.
Colored people need a
huge a year brand long campaign. With in alignment with Zulu people.
Yeah, like, they need to go to Botswana or something, bro. Yeah. Number three, I can't say.
What? Your like, three was, oh, you know, two.
One was Pretoria niggas.
One was Zulu Pretoria.
So Pretoria niggas, obviously, because Pretoria, obviously, that means Twana, so to Bedi. And then two, oh, okay, sorry. Pretoria niggas, colored niggas, Bedi friends.
Yeah.
They are hilarious.
Yeah, they are hilarious.
All of my Bedi friends have been hilarious. Yeah. Like, I think about Zile, like, all my Bedi friends have just been
Gucci.
Widow's funny as fuck. Even Tabang, your Bedi, man. Those are funny as hell. Like, Bedi niggas are Bedi niggas are actually, like,
Bedi niggas are low-key the funniest niggas in the country. It's
Bedi niggas, then Pitori niggas, which are basically Bedi niggas. And then I can give it to whoever else.
But the comedy is really being held by the Soto Tswana. Yeah, many people in the country.
Zulu niggas aren't funny.
And Zulu. Nah, Zulu niggas are funny, bro. Like, they are hilarious Zulu people.
Name a Zulu comedian, bro.
I wouldn't be able to say on the top of my head.
Trevor Gumbizi is Zulu.
Okay, that's one.
He doesn't even be like,
hey. Hey. You want him to come? Give him a reason.
But like, what's Mpo Pops? His name is Mpo. I'm making him petty.
Okay, whatever.
It's probably Twana.
Whatever. But yeah, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed.
Titi, isn't Titi Petty also from PNC?
Okay, yes. And I'm also Petty. I'm also hilarious. But you're also Petty. I'm wondering why you're not mentioning me.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Whew. Thank you guys so much for watching Seated this week. We hope that you guys were seated in something new about yourself. It's that time of the podcast where we basically just say goodbye. Yeah, we hope that you enjoy. But please, if you want to enjoy and continue the conversation, please meet us on AMA Members with us.
Yes.
Seaters.
AMA Members, pull through. Seaters 3999 or 3990. It's a good time, pull through. We're really doing a big revamp. these next few weeks, because we hired somebody to also help us make sure that you guys get the best content behind the scenes, all types of stuff.
Everything, everything.
Sure. See you guys next week.
See you guys next week.
Tango. Ray-Bans and catamarans, baby, give me a life. I'm gonna be living a life. Ray-Bans and catamarans.